bum 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 bum.
Hey, MacGyver, just in time. What does this look like? Rongo, the dawn of a new age. Jack Dalton studies the science of flight. Don't you think Flab and I would look better on a plane than a cab? Well, I figured I'd sell the cab, put the money down on a new pair of wings. Before you know it, I'm hiring stewardesses. This could be big, MacGyver. A buyer. You read my mind. Mr. Thornton, have I got a cab for you? MacGyver's been driving it, good buddy that he is, and he can testify to what a sweet road machine you'll be getting. Yeah. Oh, little vehicular mishap. Not in the cab. Yeah, but I got her number. When I get out of here... But let's stick to business, Mr. Thornton. Now, we're talking big bucks here, but she's worth it. It's a great cab. Sturdy, durable, can withstand anything. Shh, I'm talking. I think I hear profits here. Keep talking. Borrowed it? You guys don't have it? MacGyver, is this true? Mr. Thornton, would you mind if my buddy and I play a little one-on-one for a minute? MacGyver, this is me. This is Jack. This is your buddy. Give it to me straight. You know how important my cab is to me. It's my future. You scratched it, didn't you? Okay, a dent. You put a dent in it.
Listen, Jack.
I can live with a dent. Tell me it's a dent.
It's a little more than a dent. Mr. Thornton and I were riding in your cab chasing this woman who was actually a man who had a guy with a bazooka waiting and he blew up your cab.
Hold it. Run that back. Run that by me again.
Mr. Thornton and I were riding in your cab and we're chasing this woman.
No, just the last part.
Two guys with bazookas blew up your cab.
They blew up my cab with a bazooka?
Two bazookas. But I can explain.
Bazookas? You can explain bazookas? You cannot explain bazookas!
Wake up!
Jack?
Right. Ow, my arm! Well, what happened? What did you say to him?
My arm!
You gonna pay for my cab?
Full current value. But let's remember, it's a vehicle that is...
unique. Custom interior. Do you know what a custom paint job costs? Well, I'll tell you. 18 coats, hand-rubbed lacquer, the base paint, metallic, the best, the new engine. He's got honesty the way some people have diseases. Incurable.
Yeah, he does. That's why he made us promise to pay for your cab.
What about my fuzzy dice?
Everything. They're going to pay for everything, Jack. Including the bed.
Good. Bed? Bed? What bed? My bed blew up. He blew up my bed? Well, who is this guy? Why is he after me?
You're taking this pretty hard.
Well, how do you want me to take it? Lying down? MacGyver, you gotta get me out of here. I'm in a bed. This could blow up any second.
Mr. Dalton, you are much better off here than on the outside. Besides, Murdoch doesn't want you. He's after MacGyver.
He can have him. I hang around with you anymore. This guy Murdoch will total my apartment. I'll be sleeping at the midnight mission.
Kind of bitter, aren't you?
Me? Oh, no. This is the best day of my life. Probably the last.
I've brought you a treat, Mr. Dalton. Jell-O and chocolate pudding.
Oh, yum. Please, I'm gonna get one!
Wow, that's how I felt when I got my first Dear John letter. Hey, I'm sorry. I apologize.
For what?
I got your note, but hey, me get up at sunrise on a Sunday morning to come to a reunion at a junkyard?
You got a note to come out here?
Come on, Pete, you sent it. Anyway, it took me forever to find the lilies you asked for after I woke up around noon or a little later. The idea sounds like a kick. Where's the party?
Actually, it's over.
Oh, no. You mean you guys have been sitting around waiting since 8 o'clock this morning?
No, not all that time. We went on a field trip with a friend.
Well, I'd like to hear all about it, but first... Well, I may have missed all the fun, but I want a picture for old time's sake. Remember who brought us together in the first place? That maniac Murdoch? Dead and buried these 7 years? Hold it. Here comes.